You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Kate Middleton went into labor about 12 hours ago. People are waiting for the birth of the royal baby. I say cut her some slack. I was in labor for 4 or 5 days. Cut her some slack. Okay? Maybe they had to induce her. Sometimes they'll put some Cervidil in the night before, let you go to sleep. I'm surprised that she went in at 6:30 in the morning. But then again, she looked very comfortable going into 6:30 in the morning. So they might have tried to do the Cervidil so it would kind of soften the cervix and allow for an easier labor than to happen in the night. So I'm not really shocked. Everybody expected, oh my gosh, you know, if Kate Middleton was going into labor, you know, her water would break and then she runs to the hospital. That doesn't happen with a lot of us. With a lot of us, especially with first-time babies, we just don't go into labor. So you have to be induced. And from what I understand, her baby had been due a few days ago. So baby might have been a little overdue, so they could have then tried to induce. That's why she went in at 6:30 in the morning, England time. People took pictures. Everything looked pretty, you know, comfortable and relaxed from what I understand. And if everybody's shocked that the baby hasn't been born yet, if she was induced, then that's why. And not that we would get the scoop. I don't think the Royal Highnesses really want it to be everybody's business, whether they induced. I know there was a lot of concern that she may use an epidural or use pain medicine, so she had to make a statement that we were going to probably be doing Lamaze birthing styles. From what I understand, in England, they don't seem to do epidural as often as we do in America. CNN had reported that 3 out of every 10 pregnancies or labors use an epidural in Great Britain, whereas in America, it's 6 out of 10. So they do things a little differently. They do some aqua births. There's a variety of other things. But can you imagine if the Duchess had said, oh, yeah, I'm going to take whatever pain medicine I need? I mean, oh, my gosh, the tabloids would be all over that one. So they've been playing it very low-key. They've been very, very coy about it. And I wouldn't be shocked if, because she was overdue, they decided to possibly do a induction process. The induction process could very easily take this long. So for those of you going, oh my gosh, Dr. Dahlia, is this dangerous for the baby? She's been pushing for 12 hours. No, she hasn't. Okay, labor could take days. So I wouldn't be surprised if they don't have a baby nighttime, England time. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to talk about these cold caps that have been being tested for years to see if it could prevent hair loss during chemotherapy. We're also going to talk about a possible cure for blindness in that they've been able to use some stem cell research to be able to increase light visibility with damaged retinas. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a boy has survived after inhaling blowgun darts, a blowgun dart. So we'll talk about blowgun darts, how those could be dangerous, and how, you know, many of us, we can lose the weight. We just can't keep the weight off. So what is the difficulty there, and what do we need to do in terms of being able to maintain all the work that we put into it? I can't tell you how many hundreds of pounds I've lost. I think all of us could admit that, only to have these pounds come back. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, many of us are scared about cancer, and we're scared not only of cancer, but the treatment, cancer treatment. Many of us find the idea of going bald during cancer treatment extremely scary. When we talked about chemotherapy and why chemotherapy hurts healthy cells, we talked about how years ago they were looking at cold caps to prevent hair loss during chemotherapy. Well, U.S. researchers have studied this to the point where they think they could actually make a statement. Near freezing temperatures are supposed to reduce blood flow in the scalp, making it more difficult for chemotherapeutic agents to actually get to the hair follicles. If blood vessels are constricted, then the chemotherapy drugs can't get to them. They say there's several types of cold caps sold around the world, but the FDA has not approved any for their use here in the U.S. And like I said, actually, they've been looking at this for decades. But they said what the one concern they had is if you are able to prevent the chemotherapy from getting to the scalp to fight the hair loss, then what if there's cancer cells trying to get to the scalp? Are you going to then possibly worsen the chemotherapy or cancer cells in the scalp, you know, the therapy getting to that area? And people were like, well, there's not really a lot of cancer that goes to scalp. So there's been some back and forth. Well, it looks like Dr. Hope Rugo of the University of California, San Francisco, all right, said patients delay crucial treatments to avoid hair loss. So she has seen that with her practice. So Rugo and Mellon, Dr. Susan Mellon of North Carolina's Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, along with researchers at some other hospitals, will be enrolling 110 early-stage breast cancer patients in the study of the Dingy Cap brand of scalp cooling. Tight-fitting insulated cap is attached to a cooling machine to keep the cap at 41 degrees as patients undergo chemo. Then the participant's hair will be photographed for experts to assess, and they'll be compared with a small group of similarly patients who get chemo and lose their hair. Lipton was among 20 U.S. patients who pilot tested this Dingy Cap in 2011, most of whom kept more than half their hair. This is phenomenal. Hair will thin, all right, if where the cap doesn't fit snugly, but still a lot of hair remained. Now, for some of us, we've noticed, well, look, if I start to lose my hair or I start to have these patches, then to heck with it, I'll just get the wig anyway. But, you know, you also don't want to lose eyebrows. I personally wouldn't mind losing my upper lip hair if I have any at that day. But how I look at chemotherapy is not only is it infused or taken at the time, but it's also with you for a while. So I don't know how long you could actually wear this cap for it to be effective. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLING.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And Don, buddy, if you're there, I need you to give me a call in a couple minutes. Looks like we're having some power issues. We got some storming over here in Las Vegas that's been going back and forth. And so I'm having some trouble reaching my engineer. So, Don, if you're there, I need you to somehow get a hold of me. All right, guys. Woo, we are winging it today. We are winging it. Okay, so a cure for blindness. Stem cell advance now possibly boost prospects for retina treatment. They say blind mice have been able to see in the lab after they have been able to do a new study using stem cells that are taken from mice embryos cultured in a lab dish so that they differentiated into mature photoreceptors. The light-catching cells in the retina get are the ones that actually cause the picture to be sent to our optic nerve and then interpreted to our brain. Now, 200,000 of these stem cells were injected into the mice's retinas, some of which integrated smoothly with local cells to restore sight. They say the rodents were put through their paces in a water maze and examined by optometry to confirm that they respond to light. The embryonic stem cells, they say, could possibly be used to treat blindness in humans. Photoreceptor loss, I guess, lies behind degenerative eye diseases such as retinitis pigmentosa and other types of issues like age-related macular degeneration. This is the number one leading cause of blindness. So if they could coax immature cells into becoming specialized cells, this is phenomenal. And if they could do that for sight, it would probably be one of the most highest, it would probably be one of the most specialized ways to use these stem cells. And they've been using stem cells to coax them into a variety of things, but to be able to work on the retina, phenomenal. So I know some of you are like, I don't get why Dolly's so excited about the story. I am extremely excited about the story. All right, so a 15-year-old boy in Ohio required a visit to the emergency room after he inhaled a dart from a homemade blowgun. The dart lodged in the boy's airway after he inhaled deeply while holding the blowgun in his mouth. You're supposed to blow the darts out. Unfortunately, when kids inhale, the gun consists of a narrow tube. And, of course, when he sucked it in, boom, it went back to his throat. When he arrived at the emergency room, the boy had already been coughing up for 3 hours. Although the boy said he had been playing with his siblings, no mention of the blowgun. When they did the x-rays, they saw the blowgun dart. You got to tell your kids when they go to the doctor, don't be afraid of getting into trouble. Don't be afraid of getting into trouble. Just tell the doctor what happened, okay? Would rather you be alive than you not getting grounded, okay? Kids, they were able to, he went through a non-surgical procedure. They had a tube inserted down, was able to remove it. Even though it was a sharp object, it was not harmed by the ordeal. Very, very lucky kid. Now, they said over the next couple months, doctors saw two more cases of these teenage boys who inhaled darts from homemade blowguns. In both cases, the darts were removed without complications. But all three boys were all very fortunate, thank God, not to have serious complications. Now, internet teaches you how to do these blowguns. Okay, blowguns are making a huge comeback. You thought paintball was huge. Paintball's starting to go down, and now these blowguns. I remember people doing spit wads with their straws. Well, again, you can very easily suck the stuff in. And so, you know, when it comes to kids doing things, you always have to have kind of a level of suspicion that they did something stupid. And doctors have to be trained, like I was, to assume the person can't speak. And you got to figure out what's going on to a person that doesn't speak to you, whether they speak your language or whether they're in a coma. You need to be able to figure that out. So thank God these guys figured this out. You know, crazy. Remember we told you about this person who for a couple years was living with a toothpick, right? In his trachea, he had swallowed a toothpick, never realized it, but kept having sore throats and infections. Finally, somebody did a scan. You know, it's sometimes people don't know the injuries that they do. Yeah, it's a shame. I have a kid, a teenager, who came in a few days ago having certain health problems. And unfortunately, no doctor can figure out what these health problems are. So I brought up a toxicology screen to make sure there were no organophosphates or, let's say, pesticides, chemicals affecting him. And so I wanted to tell mom that in addition to the pesticides, it'll also screen for drugs in the system. It'll be a part of a huge panel. We'll try to put it all together. Immediately, the boy said, I'm kind of not feeling good right now. I'd like to skip on the testing. And I don't think the mom picked up on that. But the mom wants us to start the process of some very expensive testing. MRI, nerve conduction tests, etc. Meanwhile, the boy wanted to bail when I brought up drug testing. So, you know, this is one of those things where we really need parents to get involved. We need parents to realize that their kids could be full of it. Kids could be faking it. Kids might not know what they did. They might not have any idea that somebody spiked their drink. that they accidentally swallowed something, they could think, oh my gosh, I was, you know, doing spit wads, and then I guess the Lord got mad at me, smote me, and now my throat hurts. You know, don't expect everybody to tell you what's going on. You know, we talk about this with kids and drowning, right? When kids are drowning, it's quiet. You don't hear a kid drowning. You don't. And so, you know, when a kid is underwater, it's quiet. You have no idea that's happening. So you have to, as a parent, you have to be as a neighbor, you have to be as an employer, assuming something is going on when it's, you just have to assume that something is going on when it's not. And that's how you're on standby. I think a lot of these drownings that occur happen when the family is there, and the family thinks, well, as long as I don't hear anything, I'm good. Well, I think many of us parents can agree, when a child is quiet, that's when something's wrong. When the noise goes away, that's when you need to jump on things. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we know how to lose weight. I think a lot of us got this down. We cut our calories, right? We cut our sodas. We exercise. We eat smaller portions. We got it. Got it. All right. But 95% of us will regain the lost weight. So what are we doing wrong? Now, back in 1959, a small study out of Yale Center for Eating and Weight Disorders concluded that 95% of people regained weight within a few months to a year of losing it. They only looked at 100 participants, okay? And then in late 1950s, they brought this to the forefront of talk on how, okay, we have a big issue of regaining our weight. In 1999, two doctors set out to determine if this was indeed true. And they found that most dieters maintained a loss of 67 pounds for 5 years, and 12 to 14% maintained long-term losses of more than 100 pounds, saying, wait a second, 95% failure rate is wrong. But to me, just going through my own experiences and my patients' experiences and our listeners' experiences, this is an issue that I think we need to spend as much time on as the time we spend on trying to lose weight. We tell everybody how to lose weight. We talk about diet pills, these HCG shots, quote-unquote fat burners, etc. Why aren't we spending any time on how to keep the weight off? Okay? Well, because a lot of people probably think diets are diets. They're temporary and then you're done. No, call it a meal plan. And that meal plan has to be something you take on forever. It doesn't make any sense to lose a whole lot of weight, then go back to eating French fries, you'll gain all the weight back again. Sleep. A lot of us don't realize that when we lack sleep, we end up not being able to keep our weight off. Sleep is so important. Those of us that are sleepy crave junk food. Stress. If your body has stress, it's going to hold on to your calories. It's going to hold on to your fat. It's because of the cortisol hormone. So when you're stressed, that could be an issue. Of course, medical conditions like thyroid disorder, hormone imbalances. You could have low thyroid, lose weight, but because of your low thyroid or menopause, etc., keep the weight. You could be pregnant. You know, I tried to not lose weight, but I tried to keep my weight down with pregnancy. It didn't last. So just, you know, before we urge weight loss, also train how to keep the weight off. And Don, we are having power issues, so if you could talk to me on the headset when we go to break. Thank you, guys. Be safe.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SQUATTY POTTY store.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thanks for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For any of you with emails or questions and you don't want to come on air, we have a, my chair is squeaky. We have our website at drdahlia.com. Drdahlia.com allows you to send questions and emails. And Linda from Flint, Michigan writes, Doctor, thank you for bringing up the subject of fibromyalgia and amusement parks. No one has ever addressed this. I suffer from this and cannot go to amusement parks for fear of being in pain after the rides. What can I do or take so I can enjoy the parks with my family? I told you what happened to me. I guess I wasn't so much diagnosed with fibromyalgia. The doctor I trained under, Jimmy Hera, had found trigger points on me when I was a medical student. Those, you know, tender points that you get in your traps and your rhomboids. He didn't check my glutes, but I know I got some in my glutes, arms, legs, etc. So having X number of trigger points, 11, let's say, and having symptoms where you'll get these muscle aches or muscle spasms when there's not really a lot of rhyme or reason to. Many of us will fall into a category, rheumatological category, musculoskeletal category, is fibromyalgia. Now, there are better definitions out there, but don't let anybody fool you. It's a real illness. It's a real issue. And I never gave having my trigger points or a possible fibromyalgia diagnosis any mind until I had gone to Disneyland, and I was just kind of walking around and doing my thing. And mind you, I work out, so I'm a very active person. All of a sudden, I couldn't walk. All the muscles in my body ached. No cold, no fever, nothing. I just couldn't walk, and it felt like my bones were on fire. My muscles were on fire. Ridiculous. And all I did was go to an amusement park, amusement ride. So what I do, so this doesn't happen again, and I have been to Disneyland since then. I have been to amusement parks. I have gone to work since then. What I do is I stretch. And I think every morning, whether you have fibromyalgia or not, you should stretch. Now, yesterday I was in the pool. We were doing a staycation at Mandalay Bay. When you don't have time or money to go on vacation, one of the best things you could do is do a staycation in your own town. One, it helps the economy, and two, I live in Vegas, so we got some phenomenal hotels. It was awesome. I saw the Michael Jackson show. The Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, phenomenal job. They did amazing. But I love Michael Jackson music, so I've been singing it now for the last 48 hours. But anyway, I'm in the pool, and they have like a beach pool at Mandalay Bay. Oh, by the way, my kid lost his retainer. I was so ticked off. You know, I see him in the beach pool with his retainer, and I'm like, give me your retainer. No, Mom, leave me alone. And then all of a sudden he loses his retainer. $250. $250? He's not getting a retainer. I don't care. Let his teeth widen. I don't have the money for that. That's ridiculous. Anyway, so we lose his retainer. I decide to go to the Lazy River because I'm upset and I'm ticked off. So I go to the Lazy River, and the pools look really clean. I don't think anybody peed in the pools, which was really nice. And then all of a sudden I get a cramp. And getting one of those cramps, not a fibromyalgia cramp. In fact, it still hurts me. My thigh just froze up. And if you ever look at your leg when you have one of those cramps, I mean, the muscle like sticks out. Like, I mean, you feel like your foot is huge or your leg is huge and the muscle sticking out. And then, of course, any stubble I miss with shaving, that gets exaggerated. So I'm not going to ask one of the good-looking lifeguards to come and help me work out a cramp because they'll see that I didn't shave my legs all the way. So it's kind of miserable for about 10, 15 minutes. But I didn't stretch. All right. I think a lot of cramps, a lot of pulling, a lot of back pain, neck pain could be relieved by stretching. And there's tons of different stretches you could do. If you don't know how to stretch, have your doctor show you. If he doesn't have time to show you, have your physical therapist show you. But 5 to 10 minutes of stretching could save you weeks of pain. And I don't think we do that enough. Even for those of us that don't want to work out and we don't have to work out, you could still stretch in the morning. Stretch. When you wake up, you stretch. All right. I remember in grade school we did something called Crazy Eights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And it was a stretching type of routine where you would in eights bring your legs out and then you would bring your torso down, and then you would walk out with your legs still planted, your torso up in the air. Walk. And I'm not talking about honeymoon. I'm talking about in grade school. This was a stretching exercise we used to do. And it would be called Crazy Eights. I just remember that. And it's a fun way to stretch in the morning. And I think that's something you could do. Another thing you could do in terms of medication is pre-medicating. So you could take like a Motrin, an anti-inflammatory, assuming you're not allergic, assuming you don't have an ulcer, assuming you don't have a bleeding disorder. Sometimes you could take some anti-inflammatories. After the ride, stretch again. Okay? If you feel you got knocked around on the amusement park, stretch again. And then, immediately when you get back to your room or car, etc., cool towels start to cool down the muscles. No heat. Ice. You want to start cooling down the muscles and decreasing any inflammation you might have gotten. All right, now, true, if you have true fibromyalgia or you have some rheumatological issues and you think that you're going to have too much pain going on these rides, don't do it. But if you think that that you're one of those people where it's touch and go, all right, try those things. Stretch before, anti-inflammatories, and ice. piece of cake. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I know I had seen the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, but the song that's been on my head, on my mind, the last few days is that Fish Head song. Apparently, I had ordered some fish at a restaurant, and the fish head was on the plate. It had this bream of fish. And as soon as I saw the fish head, remember, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, eat them up, yum. Although I guess the voice was more of a squeaky Dr. Demento type voice. I can't get that out of my mind, the fish head song. And now you all are going to probably have that. We need to find that. Don, I wonder if you could find the fish head song. Oh, my gosh. I remember MTV. You'd put on MTV. You'd be waiting to see some, Def Leppard or some Duran Duran or some Police. And then all of a sudden, there'd be the fish head video. You know what video I really couldn't stand in the 80s when I was watching MTV? Burning down the house. My house. Oh, my gosh. I hated that. They played that over and over and over again. If I could give any criticism to MTV back in the day, is when MTV first started, yes, it was really, really cool. Totally cool that you had videos of your music. I loved it, but they didn't have enough for 24 hours. So they would replay the same songs over and over and over again until you got so sick of it. That Cars video with, I think, the woman on someone's tongue. I don't know. I don't even remember. But I would get nightmares from these videos. They really should have figured that out. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. What people are trying to figure out is the accident, the horrible accident that killed multiple people on a bachelorette party, where the limo driver was driving the limo, and the limo had burst into flames, killing five female passengers. It finds out that he was arguing with his estranged wife on the phone at the time. All right, so he was on the phone. I thought limo drivers, cab drivers, bus drivers are not supposed to be on the phone when they operate a vehicle. Bride-to-be Nariza Fojas, 31 years old, and five friends were killed in the sprays. Driver Orville Brown's ex claims they were arguing on the phone before the fire. And I know some people are like, wait a second, if it's the ex, the strange wife, she could be trying to do them in. It's very easy to look at phone records. All right, cell phones, again, part of the whole privacy thing. But if you're on the cell phone, they can tell the phone number. They know what phone number they know. They can tell if you were on the phone at the time and if everything's recorded. So they say he was too distracted to react quick enough, and if he had reacted a little quicker, maybe he could have gotten all the ladies out of the limo. Scary stuff. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to check out Freeze Dry Guys specials this month. They got some yummy eats, and if you go to my website at drdahlia.com, there is a coupon code. It's never too early to be prepared, and as it's coming into hurricane season, I want to make sure you all are stocked up on your food products. Pretty easy products to make. They last a very long time, and they're tasty stuff and really reasonably priced. Okay. Margaret, over the break, wanted me to talk about pornography addiction. I had been talking about addictions, and I guess Philia's last week. She thinks her husband is addicted to porn. What should she do about it? Well, I wish I could get your husband on the line. I'd love to be able to kind of talk to him. First of all, when it comes to porn addiction, I don't want you guys to be embarrassed, okay? I think of all the addictions out there, some people are really, really embarrassed about porn addiction. And so if you're too embarrassed to address an addiction, then you aren't going to be willing to admit you have the addiction. And admitting you have the addiction is already half the cure, right? So, people believe that if somebody finds out that they are addicted to porn, they would be considered a pervert, a sex offender, somebody that should be in jail. And the truth of the matter is pornography addiction has gone on for probably centuries, ever since they were able to put some sort of nude figure on some sort of printed form or canvas. If you don't think guys, right, back in Picasso days or Rembrandt days or some of the other previous, I'm trying to think of which artist would have, I know Picasso would have boobies, but many artists would paint pictures and women would have boobies. I'm sure people would just stare at those pictures all the time. Okay? I mean, pornography, even though, pornography has that negative term, pornography is, pictures of nudity. And at one point in our society, nude pictures were a sign of beauty. It was the standard of art. And you would look at the boobies, I guess. Okay? David, the statue of David, not supposed to be pornography. Would it be considered pornographic in this day and age? Like if somebody ever made a Dr. Dahlia statue, not that I'm trying to put seeds into somebody's mind to make a Dr. Dahlia statue, but if somebody made a Dr. Dahlia statue with me in my lab coat, that would be considered pretty cool. But if you made a Dr. Dahlia statue with me naked, first, I think a lot of cars would probably stop and get into car accidents, unfortunately. Number two is you probably would get the breast size wrong. Okay, the artist would probably try to make the breasts look medium size, and you got to be accurate. Number three is I think the proportions would be off. Okay, my waist is a 20-inch. Number four, many of you would probably have the breasts above the waist, assuming that Dr. Dahlia's breasts are where normal women's breasts should be, and you fail to take into account that I breastfed a couple kids. So I would think that the Dr. Dahlia statute, similar to David's statute, naked, would probably be completely inaccurate. So that's why it was never recommended, and I've never suggested for anybody to make a Dr. Dahlia statue. Where was I going with this? Okay, so porn. All right. How do you know if you're addicted to porn? I'm glad you brought this up because one of the studies we're talking about today, or one of the stories, is how I guess the UK wants to limit internet porn. All right. So some signs of porn addiction, all right, is where, I mean, you try to stop and you can't. You cannot stop watching porn. If somebody asks you to stop looking at porn, you get angry with them, just like with drinking. Okay? Do you get annoyed when somebody talks to you about drinking? Well, the cage questions that we talk about. Same thing with addiction. If it ticks you off that somebody's asking you about your porn, you might have a little bit of a problem. Because I think your wife, right, or your husband, whoever, has a right to ask you to shut off the porn. I think they have a right to do that. If you, let's say, are looking at porn when you're supposed to be working, I mean, when you're supposed to be at your job working and you can't get through a day without looking at porn, you could be addicted. If you have to feel like you have to cover it up, have a secret life, if you have to plan to get the porn in, just like some people have to plan to get that drink, that morning drink, a sign of porn addiction, doesn't mean you're a bad person, people. It doesn't. Okay? And then if you're trying to keep the porn secret, etc. So there are recovery programs. I don't know if there's something called Pornographics Anonymous, like Alcoholics Anonymous, but I think that 12-step sexual recovery meetings could provide that kind of help. It doesn't mean you're addicted to sex. It means you like watching porn. Okay? And you watch it too much. Where something becomes an addiction is if you can't live without it, you have to plan your day around it, if it could ruin your work schedule, and if it ruins your personal life. That's when somebody has to intervene. And, you know, one thing us wives could do, or us husbands could do for our wives who could be addicted to porn, is if the cold turkey you don't think would work and you can't get them into rehab or a recovery program. I mean, it's easier said than done. Here's Dr. Dahlia saying, oh, honey, you're addicted to porn, so you need to go through a 12-step process. He'd say, well, tell Dr. Dahlia to go beep, beep, beep. You know, and people are not going to go and enroll themselves into a self-help program for porn. Again, they think that there's going to be a lot of other stigmas attached. And they go, look, porn's not hurting my body. It's not hurting nobody. Leave me alone. Well, if it hurts the marriage, yes, it is hurting somebody. If it's hurting your job, yes, you do need help. And sometimes these people have to realize, look, it's hurting my job, it's hurting my marriage, etc. But if it hasn't gotten to that point, what could you do? Well, one is, I've noticed sometimes set limits. Okay, if you want to look at porn, do it now. You get to look at porn between 8 and 8:30. That's your set time. 30 minutes of porn and that's it. Okay? Oh my gosh, I'm going to have five websites going on at the same time. I don't care. You could look at all the porn you like, but 30 minutes. Then you need to go and help the kids with their homework after the porn. Well, honey, I'm going to be too tired after that. I don't care. All right, it's either that or no porn. All right, I'll take it. Okay, so maybe you could, where you just try to now start to limit the amounts. Even though most people who are recovering alcoholics or recovering from a smoking addiction or drugs will say that doesn't work, you need to do the cold turkey. All right, where you limit yourself. If, let's say, you have somebody that doesn't believe they're addicted to porn, so they aren't ready to go through a 12-step process, yes, you could do the limiting type of therapy. You can try, okay? And you could say, you know, and if you do look at porn any other time and we're able to figure it out because there's ways to, and have them, you know, agree to the monitoring system, then you lose the porn that night. So if you want to get your porn that night, stop laughing. I'm serious. Look, there's a lot of people married to somebody addicted to porn out there. Okay? Honestly, if 30 minutes of porn can't get everybody the fix that they need, then I can't help you. Okay? The whole 30-minute thing. Now, the other thing sometimes psychiatrists and psychologists will do is the technique where you are just over-immersed. You've seen these things on television where I believe, like, let's say Christy Alley was trying to quit smoking. So they gave her a bunch of cigarettes on Cheers, and she was in a room, and she was supposed to smoke to her heart's content. Smoke and smoke and smoke till she got completely sick of it. Well, it didn't work. In fact, she actually got the therapist to take up smoking again. But sometimes these immersion things, where all they do is see porn to get them to the point where they're sick of it, that could be another technique. But be careful, because they may not go to work. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.